Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, this is a day when we'll see what transpires. There is a social media call out there for students to leave schools and colleges and gather around the Allegheny County Courthouse and City Hall in the noon hour to protest the verdict in the Michael Rosfeld trial and support of the family of Antoine Rose II. And we're joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor. Corey, appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
So how do you draw the line between empathy and people protesting and public inconvenience?
Well, I mean, everybody has the right. I mean, it's a free country to do it, and you know, we've been very supportive. We've been to a couple of events. I know my office will probably be there today. I thought it was at 11. You're now telling me it's noon. But I think you know, the police have done a good job with rolling closures, allow people the right to free speech. I think that's a credit to our police officers and to the individuals that have protested over the last couple of days. They've really done it in a good manner as to walking, getting their message across, and then dispersing after that.
So when you say it is our right to protest, obviously at some point, if it spills over into traffic, like originally on the Parkway East after the shooting incident occurred, how are you dealing with that? I thought the city was, in the county, was extremely tolerant, but at some point, you got to do something about it.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, the police over the last couple of days, you know, I haven't gotten reports of causing too much traffic or anything like that. So I think they're doing more like roving closures. I mean, we had some barricades up around the city-county building where people knew, you know, to detour and things like that. So, you know, today, if it's right outside, I'm sure those detours will be set up as well. I'm about to head down there in a few minutes. And then it's, you know, timing lights. It's our police really doing some traffic control around to allow everybody that right to protest. Now, when it comes to the highway, you know, that's PennDOT and state police. I don't know what they have planned.
Yeah, we have to remember, of course, the incident happened in East Pittsburgh, not in the city of Pittsburgh. And yet we heard yesterday morning, and I think you have to give an awful lot of credit to the family of Antoine Rose II. Both of his parents have been very outspoken about calm and, you know, controlled protests. And yesterday, Michelle Kenney, Antoine Rose II's mom, was at a rally, a vigil, if you will, at Hawkins Village, and talked about the need to change the law.
Antoine Rose II's mom, Michelle Kenney, who thinks the law needs to be addressed, and so does Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. Councilman O'Connor, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's been very well-spoken over the last few days. I mean, it's a tough time for her and her family and a lot of loved ones as well. That's when you know, look at the state laws and see, you know, where there's a gray line that needs to be determined. And I think that's the law she's discussing.
Yes.
I think it's a state law that, again, if you start electing people that, you know, have seen this at firsthand and are willing to make that change, that's what I believe she's fighting for. And I think right now is a good time for her voice to be heard. And again, her family has done a great job over the last 3 or 4 days in talking about peaceful ways of making change.
Yeah, and we certainly hope that that peaceful way continues in town. Very quickly, in our last minute here, Councilman O'Connor, I'm just kind of curious your reaction. After the shootings in New Zealand, they banned assault weapons within a week. And you know the debate. You're in the center of it here in Pittsburgh. What was your reaction to New Zealand taking that kind of action that quickly?
It's great. I mean, you know, more and more countries should do this. I mean, we were at a vigil last night, 49 people. You know, it's crazy that we're still having the debate in the United States, but that's what we're fighting for. Again, we're not saying you shouldn't own a gun, but when you're looking at assault weapons and things that basically are military-style weapons that can kill hundreds of people in, you know, minutes, you know, that's an issue. And, you know, Wednesday we're looking at a good debate at council start this fight to get it to the state level to also try to change that law. And I think more and more people are starting to realize that. Like you said, New Zealand did it within a couple days, and we still are looking at mass shootings in our country almost every couple weeks.
Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Let's hope it remains peaceful in the protests or what's to follow, and appreciate your time this morning, Corey. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.